This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The vaccine industry is going totally insane over this new study that shows evidence of how vaccines spread the flu. Yeah, you heard me right. Vaccines are spreading the flu. This study was published in the journal known as PNAS, or the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The study shows that people who received vaccines in the current year or previous years emit 630% more flu virus particles into the air versus people who are unvaccinated. In other words, the people who get the flu vaccine are the ones who are spreading the infectious flu particles to other people, which is something that really, again, demonstrates what I've talked about here for years, which is that the flu vaccine spreads the flu. And with this study, the herd immunity hoax collapses. This is what we're told by the dishonest pseudoscience vaccine industry, which always lies about the effectiveness or lack of safety of their vaccines. They claim herd immunity is important because it protects. If the herd gets vaccinated, then it protects those people who are not vaccinated. Well, it turns out the herd has been weaponized into flu transmitters because the flu vaccine turns people into people who spread the disease. The herd is actually causing the flu, causing the epidemic. And it's people who are unvaccinated that are the most responsible or upstanding citizens because they're not spreading the flu. In other words, getting the flu vaccine is a very irresponsible thing. You're actually subjecting other people to the flu. You're spreading the disease. You're killing babies, to use the flip side of the accusation that the flu or that the vaccine industry always uses against so-called anti-vaxxers. They say, oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you're killing babies. Well, no, according to the science, it turns out that you are killing babies by getting the flu shot, which causes you to shed the virus, causes you to become a spreader, so to speak, a transmitter of the disease. So who's really at fault here? You see, the problem is that the flu vaccine, the vaccine doesn't really work as claimed. I saw an ABC News report that said that this year's flu vaccine was only 10% effective. That means that in only 1 out of 10 people are they detecting antibodies after receiving the vaccine injection. Only 1 out of 10 people. But the other 9 out of 10 people become flu virus particle carriers. And when they breathe, it doesn't even require coughing or sneezing anymore. When they just breathe, they are emitting flu virus particles into the air. We've also known, we've seen that many vaccines that are supposed to contain only weakened viruses or what's called attenuated viruses, that means they're weakened, usually with ultraviolet light, to denature the proteins in the RNA fragments. Well, what happens is that's not 100% accurate treatment. And many of the flu vaccines that have been shipped around the world, and we've documented this in the past from Baxter Pharmaceuticals, sometimes they ship live viruses. So if you're injecting people with live flu virus, what are you doing? Are you vaccinating them? No, you're just infecting everybody. You're running around as pharmacists and doctors infecting people with the flu and causing them to spread the flu. And guess what this accomplishes? It creates a media panic. The media whips up the fear of, oh my God, there's a flu outbreak. Everybody run out and get vaccinated, right? You hear that every day during the flu season in the mainstream media, just pushing the flu vaccine nonstop. Say, oh, parents, get your children vaccinated. Senior citizens, get vaccinated. Everybody, get vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated once, get another shot and another shot and another shot. You can never have too many vaccines, they say. And meanwhile, they're injecting people with live viral strains, causing the disease to spread, which causes a second wave of outbreaks, which causes a second wave of media panic, which causes a third wave of people going to get more vaccines, and the cycle repeats. Have you ever read the chickenpox vaccine insert sheet? It says right there on the sheet that if you get vaccinated with the chickenpox vaccine, you shouldn't be around anybody for some period of time. I don't know if it's like 5 days or 2 weeks or what, but they say you can infect other people with the chickenpox. So let me get this straight. You didn't even have the chickenpox. You go to get a chickenpox vaccine, which is supposed to protect you from the chickenpox, right? And according to the insert sheet, this now turns you into a transmitter of chickenpox. So now you are giving other people chickenpox. And the flu vaccine works the same way. You don't have the flu. You go get a flu shot. It injects you with some strain of the flu virus, which usually is not even the strain that's circulating in the wild. And then it turns you into a flu virus transmitter. So now you're running around giving other people the flu, even though you've been lied to. You've been told that you're now bulletproof against the flu. You have immunity because you've been vaccinated. It's a complete lie. And the science now backs it up. The science published in the PNAS journal, by the way. This isn't just some random, I don't know, garage clinic trial or something. This is mainstream science telling you that people who are vaccinated are spreading the flu. It's also telling you, by the way, that people who don't get vaccinated are, in fact, the firewalls who stop the spread of the flu. The herd immunity that they claim protects those who are vaccinated is actually being carried out by the non-vaccinated people. They are the herd firewall, so to speak. They're the ones, they're the stopgap measure. They're stopping the spread of the disease by not transmitting it, by not becoming carriers. So one of the most responsible things that you can do in flu season to save lives and protect children is to not get vaccinated and boost your immune system with vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and get plenty of rest. Don't subject yourself to sleep deprivation or chronic stress or emotional stress or even workout stress beyond, you know, a certain reasonable amount. Stress makes your immune system weaker and vulnerable to infections. So if you want to be a responsible citizen that helps protect other people and save lives, do not get vaccinated, but boost your immune function with nutrients that your immune system needs, especially vitamin D, by the way, which activates your immune response. Your genetic code is already built with an amazing immune system, nanotechnology system. It just has to have the right nutrients to be activated and to work properly. And that's why, by the way, people who are deficient in vitamin D, even when they get vaccinated, they don't often build antibodies in response to the vaccine because their immune systems are so shut down and so compromised, they can't even respond to a vaccine. So what do the vaccine companies do? They add inflammation chemicals to the vaccines, like squalene or aluminum salts, to cause a horrific inflammatory reaction in the person being vaccinated, which is what happens to the neurology of many children. They suffer neurological damage, and they end up with autism. And that, my friends, is the link explained between vaccines and autism. It's the chemicals they intentionally add to vaccines that are causing the autism. They could make clean vaccines. They could make safe vaccines. They could make vaccines without mercury and without aluminum and without squalene and without all these other toxic chemicals, the MSG, formaldehyde, antibiotics, all brain-damaging chemicals that they put into vaccines on purpose. They could make vaccines without those chemicals. Why don't they? Ever wonder that? Why don't they? Well, the answer, which I'll probably cover in another podcast, is that vaccines are not about saving lives. Vaccines are not about halting infectious disease. As you see now, the vector of vaccines is actually used to introduce infectious disease. Vaccines cause spontaneous abortions, according to a CDC-funded study that's been very widely popularized. We covered it on Natural News as well. I mean, connect the dots here, people. Vaccines, look at what they do. They cause spontaneous abortions. They cause infertility in some people. They cause a dumbing down of the population. They cause the spread of infectious disease. And they cause autism and neurological dysfunction. Huh. So why are they giving them to people? The only answer that makes rational sense is that these effects are deliberate. They want to induce these effects in the population. Now, if you don't understand why they would want to do that, why they would want to have spontaneous abortions and a dumbed down population and chemically induced immunosuppression and neurological disorders and so on, if you don't understand why they would want to do that, then you've got more to learn because there's a very obvious reason. But we'll talk about that later. All right. In the meantime, according to the latest scientific research, getting a vaccine shot turns you into someone who spreads disease and infects other people. So if you want to be a responsible person and you don't want to infect others with the flu, don't get the flu shot. Instead, boost your immune system with nutrition and proper lifestyle habits. So there's the answer that you won't hear in the lying fake news media. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is my main website, and you can also hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.